The Australian Sports Anti-Doping Authority has issued show cause notices to 17 past and present Cronulla Sharks Rugby League team players, including 5 members of the current team. It's the latest episode in the drugs in sport scandal that began 18 months ago. Theoretically, the players have 10 days to respond, but a statement from the Sharks says they've been offered a possible suspension, which they have 2 days to think about. But who offered the deal? David Mark reports.
Today, the National Rugby League and the Australian Sports Anti-Doping Authority held meetings with past and present players from the Cronulla Sharks. At issue was the allegation Cronulla players took banned drugs during the 2011 season. Today, ASADA confirmed it believed the players had a case to answer by issuing show cause notices to 17 past and present Sharks players. This statement from ASADA says the notices relate
to the use of prohibited substances, CJC 1295 and GHRP 6, during the 2011 season. The decision to issue show cause notices by ASADA CEO Ben McDevitt is based on evidence collected during the 16-month investigation. Based on his assessment of the evidence, the ASADA CEO has reached the conclusion that the players have a case to answer under the World Anti-Doping Code.
The statement says CJC 1295 and GHRP 6 are banned under the World Anti-Doping Code Section S2, peptide hormones, growth factors and related substances. GHRP6 is not approved for human use in Australia. The Sharks also issued a statement saying 5 of their players had received show cause notices. It's not naming them, but one of the players still there who was at the club in 2011 is the team's captain, Paul Gallen, who also captains the New South Wales State of Origin team. He spoke to Sky Sports Radio this morning before he met with the NRL and ASADA.
I'm 100% positive. I've never taken anything that's been on any ban list. So I can say that, yeah.
In June, 34 past and present players of the Essendon AFL club were also given show cause notices. The club subsequently took ASADA to court, claiming the investigation was unlawful. The outcome of that case is still pending. This morning, Paul Gallen was asked whether his lawyer would take that case into account and would he try to strike a deal.
Yeah, I've asked him about that, and we're not 100% sure, because he believes that they're probably going to try and back us into a corner where we have to make a decision,
yes,
basically ASAP, so before the incident thing's over. But as I said, we don't know that for sure yet.
And this is where the case gets mysterious. The Shark statement says
players have been offered a proposal regarding a possible suspension, which they need to consider before the weekend, with the players to consult with their legal representatives over the next 2 days in relation to their individual circumstances.
But who's offered the deal? Certainly not ASADA, because they can't. The process stipulates the players have 10 days to respond to the show cause notices. Then an independent panel must consider the evidence. If that panel believes the players have a case to answer, only then will the matter be referred back to the NRL, which can take the players to its anti-doping panel. So, has the NRL offered the players a deal? PM asked an NRL spokesman that very question. He replied the matter was in the hands of ASADA and had no further comment. Richard Ings is the former CEO of ASADA.
One of the things that we probably need to reflect on is ASADA is not in a position to make any offers with regard to sanction, but it is very possible that there may be discussion about provisional suspension. Remember in the case of Shandor Earl, almost 12 months ago, he was provisionally suspended with a similar allegation of breaching anti-doping rules. Quite possibly that is the discussion which is taking place at the moment.
So we know today that the players, the 17 players, held discussions with both the NRL and ASADA. You think perhaps that it was the NRL and ASADA discussing a possible deal together?
Well, the only body that can talk about suspensions, or indeed provisional suspensions, is the NRL. ASADA has absolutely no power to be able to discuss or enforce any provisional suspension. ASADA may recommend a particular course of action to the NRL, but it can only recommend.
In other words, this must have come from the NRL.
Well, if there is any discussion which is taking place about possible provisional suspension or other suspension, this can only be driven by the NRL.
Richard Ings, former CEO of ASADA, ending David Mark's report.